From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry has pledged nearly $1 billion in new U.S. aid for Syrian refugees at an international donors conference and is calling for the Syrian government and Russia to halt attacks on rebel-held areas in order to let humanitarian aid through. The conference opened Thursday in London. Here's British Prime Minister David Cameron.
Today's conference has seen the largest amount of money ever raised in one day in response to a humanitarian crisis, with well over $10 billion pledged.
The amount pledged aims to support people in Syria as well as in Jordan, Lebanon, and Turkey, neighboring countries that are strained by the exodus of refugees fleeing the fighting. Somali officials investigating an apparent bomb blast that forced a passenger jet to make an emergency landing in Mogadishu say the explosion was likely the work of the militant group Al-Shabaab. Former Somali intelligence director tells VOA the evidence indicates a planned bomb attack. Somali aviation officials are saying that they estimate the blast went off 15 minutes after the plane took off from Mogadishu Airport, bound for Djibouti. Of the 74 passengers on board, one was likely killed. The senior U.S. military commander in Afghanistan, Army General John Campbell, told lawmakers here in Washington Thursday that training for Afghan forces will be severely constrained if the number of American troops there is cut to 5,500, as President Obama proposes. Congressional critics of Mr. Obama's military operations against the Taliban fighters don't want reduced troop levels. This is VOA News.